One of the beautiful illustrations of God's judgment mingled with his grace is found in Genesis chapter 3 through 12. What we see in this chapter is what we might call a cycle of sin, of God's judgment, and then God's mercy. And this cycle occurs throughout these chapters, giving us a theme to tie together this great section. For example, Adam and Eve sin. And after their sin, the Lord pronounces judgment. The judgment on the woman, on the man, and on Satan. But in the midst of that judgment, he then has mercy. And even though there's pain and childbirth, the name Eve, Chava, means living. And so she's the mother of all living. And then the Lord provides animal skins to cover their shame, beautifully depicting, I believe, the necessity of the atoning work of Christ to cover our shame for sin. And then this is followed by the sin of Cain in his violence toward Abel. As a result of that sin, judgment is given that Abel would be a nomad. He would be constantly traveling. But in the midst of that, the Lord said he would put a sign on Abel so that people would not kill him. Then we move to the next great cycle. And that has to do with Noah. And Noah and his generation, we see the violence that was permeating the world in chapter 6. But as a result of that violence, and as a result of that violence, God pronounced the judgment of the flood. But following the flood, in the midst of that judgment, and after it, God provided mercy in that he said that he would never destroy the earth again. There would always be seed time and harvest, summer and winter, and the rainbow would be a constant sign of God's mercy regarding that promise. And then we have the sin of the Tower of Babel. Instead of spreading out, as God had told them, they came together and built a tower, which many feel was like a ziggurat, as we find it in the ancient Near East, and what they thought would be a gate to God, Babel, going back to the Akkadian Bab-Ilu, gate of God, became Balal, absolute confusion. But in the midst of that, God brings judgment then, and that judgment is confusion in the spreading of the peoples into different areas of the world and speaking different languages. But the mercy comes in chapter 12, and especially in verse 13, when these immortal words spoken to Abraham after he is told to go, and the Lord would make of him a great nation. He would bless him, make his name great. And then he said these immortal words, "V'nivrechu kol mishpachot ha'adama," and in you all families of the earth will be blessed. So the mercy is the reversal of all of the judgment of dispersing people all over, brought together now in the new covenant, or in the Abrahamic covenant. And Paul could say in Galatians chapter 3 that in Jesus Christ the Gentiles now have been blessed. And at Pentecost in Acts chapter 2, we see that blessing fulfilled when the Spirit is poured out and people, instead of hearing diversifications of tongues, everybody is hearing and understanding as they are speaking in tongues. So the Lord turns Belial, confusion, into edification, and this is all done through Jesus Christ, the one in whom all nations are blessed, and the one who then sent the Spirit to bring together in God's mercy what had resulted in the opposite in God's judgment and dispersion.